Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was listening on the way home from here, Ike, and Scott in L.A. sounded disgusted. L.A. by the eighth inning wasn't saying a whole lot. And Scott doing the play-by-play was just kind of, especially the ninth inning. I mean, imagine doing the game, announcing that game. You had for three innings, you had Scott. When Scott Kingery started pitching, that's where it became too much for me. That's where it became embarrassing for me.
Right.
It's like, just quit. Seriously, just forfeit. If you want to do that, forfeit. Because I would have more respect for a team that went out and said, let's just forfeit, than sending Scott Kingery out there to look like he's throwing softball in a softball game.
Man, if they had a forfeit in that game, this town, Gabe would be on a grill today.
Well, Gabe's lucky that the Eagles performed the way they did last night, and there was a game last night. Because I'm a Gabe guy. Yeah. I was driving home, and listening to the game, I was disgusted. I know what he's doing. He doesn't want to use bullpen arms because there's a second part of the doubleheader. I don't even care they lost the game. Have some respect for the game. Putting Scott Kingery out there throwing the ball 60 miles an hour. He wasn't even registering on the radar gun. They had to turn it off.
I could have got a hit yesterday.
You could have got a hit.
Could have got a hit, man.
Yeah, and that's not good enough. You can't do that. You can't do it. You know what you do, Ike? You bite the freaking bullet, and you put another pitcher out there, and then he's not available in the doubleheader. And deal with it. That's what you do. It was embarrassing what Gabe Kapler did last night.
I didn't have much of an issue with it. Obviously, I didn't see a whole lot of the game. It started while we were on the air, and quite frankly, it was on Facebook. And the last time I had peeked at it, the Phillies were actually ahead 3-2, and the next thing you know, all hell broke loose. That was in the second inning before we got off the air. I mean, it was 15-4 before we got off the air. And so I figured it wasn't no sense of me paying attention to that game. You know, hopefully they'll pull out the second one.
And they did.
They managed to pull out the second one. You obviously, before you face DeGrom and Syndergaard today, and DeGrom tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Before you face those guys, you would have liked to have swept yesterday's doubleheader.
Thank God they get one win.
But they did get one of them. One of them.
They gained ground in the standings.
I guess Atlanta gave up. Yeah, Atlanta gave up a 3-2 lead in the ninth. Did Kimbrough blow that lead yesterday? Because I was watching the scoreboard while the Phillies were giving up touchdowns left and right. And I'm saying, okay, now they're going to lose a game because the Braves are up 3-2, and then the next time I checked on the Braves, they lost 5-3.
Well, Phillies are only now a game and a half out. They're still in the wild card, so this isn't. I'm still on course with the Phillies. I don't even care they lost the game. That's embarrassing. You can't treat this is a professional game. Forfeit if you want to do that. If you want to send Scott Kingery out there, then just forfeit the game. And let's hear Gabe after the game because Gabe had jokes after the game. Go ahead, play it for me, Ben. Yeah, well, I mean, there's strategy to it. Like I said, I get why he didn't want to use another pitcher, and that's why he's putting them out there. But Roman Quinn and Scott Kingery for three innings, you cannot do. If it's Tomas Perez, who was the other utility guy they put out there to
Floramon.
Pitch?
Floramon. Oh, I don't know who else they. Floramon's not here.
A couple
anymore.
Years ago, he had. Remember they put Oswalt in left field, and they brought somebody in.
Wilson Valdez.
Wilson Valdez.
Yeah.
He was throwing the ball 90 miles an hour.
Right.
Putting Scott
Kingery. We got excited when Wilson was out there. Did he get a strikeout or something?
He was throwing Mariano-type movement on his pitches. It was good.
I remember it.
Putting Scott, if you want to do it for an inning, if you want to do it because it's like, all right, we have nobody left, fine. You used three pitchers. Your starter, your long guy that couldn't make it out of two innings, and then Neris came in. Don't give me, well, I was protecting the team. We need these pitchers for the doubleheader. You'll figure it out, Gabe, all right? If you have every pitcher and you think that, like, literally, you have to make it, you have to make a mockery out of the game by for three innings putting in guys that have no business pitching, you know what you do? Bite the bullet and put a professional pitcher in there. Give me a break.
But then, if the score is what it is, we're yelling, why do you have your bullpen guys out there when you know you have another game tonight?
and it wouldn't have come back to bite him anyway. So for him, can we get the explanation, the strategy one, Ben, on Kapler? Yeah, it was strategy. We knew what you were trying to do. Good. There you go.
I like it.
Protected the Phillies.
I like it.
Just forfeit then if you want to protect the Phillies.
Well, he did it without.
I would have more respect.
Without insulting the people who were there. Like, that would be insulting if they what are you going to do, walk off the field, say the game is over with? Well, it's not Little League.
He's right that it was more entertaining seeing those guys get their behinds handed to him. But it was, I mean, embarrassing is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous.
It was a little embarrassing. I'm looking at 24-4. I'm like, what the hell's going on, right?
Three innings with position players. I'm sorry. I can't co-sign that.
I feel you. I'm just saying from my perspective. Listen, I think you're well within your right to be irritated by it, to be irritated with him and how he was so nonchalant with the explanation of it as if it was the obvious right thing to do. I'm just looking at it like they won the second game, so what he did in the first game sort of has logic behind it to a degree. Whether you agree with it word for word, verbatim, fact of the matter is they were much better in the second game.
Yeah, they were. No, I agree.
They were.
I know what he was trying to do. He didn't want to waste a potential pitcher in the second game by wasting him in this game. But so what? Get your worst reliever, get him out there, and tell him he's not leaving. But you're staying in the game the rest of the time.
Here's the other thing you got to look at.
Yeah.
You got to look at tomorrow's matchup, tonight's matchup, and then tomorrow's matchup.
Well, they're shuffling guys between AAA and the majors because they're trying to get fresh arms up here.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine with that anyway. I don't know. What do people think? Justin and Horsham, what do you got, Justin?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Happy Friday.
My man, same to you.
Justin?
So I'm just usually a listener because I'm not like a diehard Philly fan at all. I mean, I love Philly and all, but I bring a nice unbiased opinion because I really don't have that much attachment to everything. But after like yesterday, some stuff was really rubbing me wrong. So with the Phillies, the one thing I'm noticing, and what we just showed with Boston, is that we have to throw all of our cards in just to win one game in a series. And that just shows that that's not going to hold up in the playoffs. I mean, we have to play a team like that 4 to 7 games, throwing all of our cards in each and every game. We're never going to last.
Well, what do you mean? What did they do, throwing all the cards in? What do you mean?
I mean, the way Gabe was making it sound was that, you know, he did everything in his power just to get that one win. And then it seems like the next series we're slumping and we're, you know, making all these crazy changes just to get through two games.
Justin, it's not like they put Nola out there on 3 days rest to try to beat the Red Sox. You know, it's like, he managed aggressively, and you might be right. They may not have enough when it comes down to it at the end of the season. But, I mean, I can't look at – I'm just embarrassed by that first game. They came back and won the second game. We'll see what happens the rest of the series.
I don't know. It's just like as an outsider, I can just kind of see them like slowing down a little bit, and it just, which makes sense. But I don't know. I'm worried if we even get to the playoffs, but I'll be happy if we get there.
What about the Eagles? With what you saw last night, is that concerning?
That's the thing. Like, I know it is preseason, but like, and I think Ike actually just touched on it earlier. But we're supposed to be that team that people are afraid of right now, and I think they're seeing a lot of goofy stuff going on that I don't think we were anticipating right now. And I think that's kind of taken our edge away a little bit because we're going to be going into the season with a couple question marks coming up here.
All right. Justin, I'm going to put you on hold as Ben decides for the Phillies tickets. Ben, I thought it was a good call. All right, there you go. And by the way, just for – I don't know if you're checking Twitter activity today, Ike, but a lot of the tweets and even –
I am not checking Twitter mentions.
I didn't check the mentions, but I went inside a couple of tweets that we had put out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people are saying, oh, Tom Brady played the first half. What does it matter? They were going up against the Eagles, too. This doesn't really have anything to do with Tom Brady for me. It's just the overall how they've looked in the entire preseason and the fact that Nick Foles is already hurt.
Yeah.
And you're less than 3 weeks away from game number one, and we don't know who's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, I think people don't really get that. We do not know who's going to be the starting quarterback opening night.
And it doesn't mean, well, we don't know if Carson Wentz is going to be. No, we don't know who.
Yeah.
It may not be Nick Foles and Carson Wentz.
Oh, Lord.
It may be Nate.
Nate.
The Nate Nectar. Ugh. Are you drinking the Nate Nectar if you need him?
If he throws for 300 next Thursday.
All right, so let me ask you this.
If he throws for 300 next week, I might.
If Nate has another performance like last night in preseason game number 3,
Right.
And Nick doesn't play because of the shoulder, but he's iffy. He could play if it was a regular season game, but still, he's less than 100%. Did you go with the Nate Nectar? Game one, this is all, of course, if Carson Wentz isn't ready to go. Or you go with Nick because he has the experience without...
I would have to go with Nick.
Yeah?
Yeah, he got the experience. If Nick is ready to go and Carson can't go, I got to go with Nick.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.